from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Cassidy Arena. Enrollment in the Smart 911 program is rising, but the number of subscribers in Boone County remained low compared to the overall population, according to the Office of Emergency Management's 2018 annual report. The app allows people to give medical information to emergency services ahead of a 911 call. The program jumped from 530 subscribers in 2017 to almost 1,500 subscribers last year, but that number is still less than 1% of the population in Boone County. Emergency Management Deputy Director Tom Hurley is just glad to see the enrollment numbers rising.
I'm not concerned about it. I think that we're effectively meeting the folks that need it and could benefit the most. I would certainly like to see an increase in the number of subscribers.
All information on Smart 911 is secure, and it can help Boone County Police, Fire, and EMS address the emergency faster. The Missouri Senate has voted to set term limits for all statewide elected officials. The measure approved by the chamber today says the Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, and Secretary of State may only serve 8 years. Currently, only the Governor and Treasurer have that two-term restriction. Term limits in the General Assembly are often blamed for a lack of institutional knowledge. The bill's sponsor, Kansas City area Republican Tony Lukemeyer, says that will be less of an issue in statewide offices.
We have two staff members as a senator. In most of the statewide offices, they have a lot of institutional folks who stay with the agency as new officials come in at the top position.
Missouri lawmakers want to pass a new bill to improve the state's Amber Alert system. The bill has already passed through the Senate, and yesterday a House committee heard the bill, known as Haley's Law. Haley's Law would integrate the Amber Alert system into the state's uniform law enforcement system to make the process faster. It would also require the Amber Alert Oversight Committee to meet every year. Haley's Law is named after Haley Owens, a 10-year-old girl who was abducted and killed by Craig Wood in Springfield in 2014. Senator Eric Burleson from Springfield sponsored the bill.
The system failed a young girl that day, and this is the result of trying to attempt to find out what failed in that system and how to address it.
Marcus Owens, Haley's father, testified in support of the bill alongside Jim Wood, the murderer's father. Mike Kehoe will keep his job as lieutenant governor after the Missouri Supreme Court upheld Governor Mike Parson's appointment in a 5-2 vote today. Kehoe replaced Parson as lieutenant governor after former governor Eric Greitens' resignation. The Supreme Court ruling addressed the lawsuit filed by the Missouri Democratic Party. The court says Governor Parson does have the authority to appoint a lieutenant governor whenever the position is vacant, despite the Missouri Democratic Party's protests. I'm Cassidy Arena, KBIA News, Columbia.